ABC Radio Australia.
This week, Fiji's Supreme Court is hearing a landmark case on whether the country's 2013 constitution can be changed. The push to reform the charter has been simmering since it was put in place more than a decade ago by former leader Frank Bainimarama after he threw out Fiji's original constitution. Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka has promised amendments to restore what he says is a more democratic and inclusive system. Whenau Whenua spoke to John Frankel, a professor of comparative politics at the University of Victoria in New Zealand, about the debate around the constitution.
The current constitution, the 2013 constitution, was imposed on the people of Fiji. It was not put to a referendum. It was not drawn up by elected authorities. It was not put to a constituent assembly. It was simply passed by decree. The Bainimarama government even threw out the report of the very constitution review commission that they appointed and drew up their own constitution. So it's a deeply undemocratic document. But that's a there's a problem here because the judges that are that have convened on the Supreme Court in order to deliberate on that constitution, they were all appointed under the 2013 constitution. So the first question they ask is whether they have jurisdiction and what powers they have to deal with the inequities in the 2013 constitution. And from some of the remarks from the bench, you can see their problem. They have they know they need to do something. They know that this is an undemocratic document, but they find it difficult to act. They've been asked whether the previous constitution, the 97 constitution, is still valid. There are all sorts of complications with that. It would involve restoring bodies under the 97 constitution that don't exist anymore. A lot of the politicians elected under that constitution are dead. They've been asked also to write down the amendment provisions of the 2013 constitution. At present, you can only amend that constitution if you have a double 75% majority, 75% in parliament followed by 75% in a nationwide referendum. That's an impossible kind of threshold. Some people are saying that that's possible. It's ridiculous. It was drawn up to that high level in order to make it totally unchangeable. So I think you can see from the comments coming from the judges that they know that they have to do something. They can't just say, oh, sorry, we have no jurisdiction here, but it's difficult for them to act in accordance with the law.
You mentioned inequities. Could you expand on that? What are the inequities?
Well, I mean inequities in the sense that it is perhaps a different word might have been better. Unfairness of the constitution. It's unfair in that it was imposed on the people. It doesn't have deep inequities in the sense that it treats all Fiji citizens as equal before the law, as do most constitutions. It has all sorts of, I suppose one could call the enormous powers that it grants to the Prime Minister and the Attorney General inequities, and the fact that it deprives certain other organisations of powers. Those could be described as inequities. There's certainly been a lot of complaints that it deprives indigenous institutions of rights.
And what is it that Rambuka people want to be changed in this constitution? What is it about this constitution that people want to be changed?
Well, a lot of people focus on the electoral system, although I've argued and I would argue again that the electoral system can be changed within the 2013 constitution and that it can be changed for the better within the 2013 constitution. The openness proportional representation system that Fiji uses is not bad in itself. It's its use of a single nationwide constituency that causes all sorts of problems. I won't go into all the detail. I've written this up in the Fiji Times in the past. I think the other important things to change would include the a lack of checks and balances in the 2013 constitution. The fact that there are untrammeled powers put in certain constitutional offices and there aren't enough counteracting powers that would enable less centralized forms of power.
And it's going to be quite a task, I mean, to basically almost rewrite a constitution.
Well, There are various different ways that this can be done. Sometimes, often it's through a constitutional review commission. Sometimes there's a constituent assembly. Usually there's some public consultation, and usually the politicians have the final say. And therefore, usually there's some agreement across the floor. In Fiji's context, constitutions, or certainly the 97 constitution, was a compact between the political leaders of the different communities. And that's, I think, important moving forward. And there are some people who are very against the referendum. I heard one of the lawyers arguing in the court this morning that referendums are a bad idea because they are very costly and very divisive. And when pressed on this, he said that the reason why referendums are very divisive is exactly the same as the reasons why elections are very divisive. It may be the case that referendums can be handled badly, but if they can be handled well, they can cement and bed down a constitution.
And that was John Frankel, Professor in Comparative Politics in the School of History at Victoria University in Wellington.